It's time now for Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lead. Your host is Police Officer and National Crime Prevention Specialist, J.D. Dye.
And now it's time for another stupid criminal story.
Hey, welcome to Police on the Scene. I'm really impressed. We've been asking if you had any questions or comments, and you could send them to policeonthescene@yahoo.com, and they're starting to come in. And I'll tell you, one of our listeners, Nikki, sent me in a little message, actually, in a dumb criminals list. She just wrote, love the dumb criminals. I think you'll enjoy this top 10 signs you're dealing with a dumb criminal list. And Nikki, I appreciate it, and I'm actually going to read it. You sent it in, and it's actually pretty good. I'm going to do a David Letterman style. We'll start from 10 and go back to 1. And I'll actually even throw in a dumb criminal here at the end, and I think the segue will be perfect, gang. Number 10, he took public transportation to and from his bank robbery. You might actually hear that here. Number 9, he is using his seeing eye dog as a lookout. Number 8, instead of a cherry pie, she shoplifted yeast, flour, eggs, and a jar of cherries. Number 7, you caught him driving a stolen car with the club still on it. I've actually done that, folks. Upcoming segment, we'll talk about that. Number 6, he tries to convince you that he thought crack was a breakfast cereal. Number 5, he responds to your verbal force with a bunch of yo mama one-liners. Number 4, he makes himself laugh every time he says he's innocent. Number 3, he asks the judge for a senior citizen discount on his 7-year sentence. Number 2, he left footprints and a bloody glove at the crime scene. Ouch. I won't touch that. And number 1, he claims diplomatic immunity because he's a citizen from the Republic of Arkansas. Nikki, that is bad. And hey, I'm the Arkansas fans. Hey, go Razorbacks. But with that said, I have a new dumb criminal, and it comes right out of Arkansas. And our dumb criminal by the name of Lee Nance was arrested on suspicion of public indecency when the cops found him running around a parking lot in the nude. It was the reason he gave for being naked that won him, in my book at least, the dumb excuse of the month. He told the police he was nearly trying to work off some extra lunch that he had. I guess he overate at lunch. And he was trying to even out his tan because he was in a softball church league and was afraid that if he didn't get a good base, he would sunburn at his next game. Guess what? The police didn't buy it, and he doesn't have to worry about his tan in jail because I don't believe there's any tanning beds there. And I'll tell you what, Nick, Arkansas and that dumb criminal, they matched up pretty well. So I wanted to share that one, and if you have any other questions or comments or even dumb criminals, feel free to send them in to policeonthescene@yahoo.com. Remember, be smart and stay safe. This is Officer J.D. Dine, and I'm 10-8.
Visit TKPN at www.tkpnpodcast.com.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.